This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. A new world order.
Well, we've got a new talking point that's being put out by mainstream media. We're going to go to coming up the next long segment. Questioning Hillary Clinton, exposing Uranium One or Russian connections is dictatorship. But then they're the ones calling for Trump to be overthrown and the ones that want martial law. So that is all coming up today. There is so much more to go over. Plus, Judge Roy Moore saying that he courted 16, 17-year-old girls when he's 35. I think that's a little creepy, but not illegal. But meanwhile, you've got, as I said, Joe Biden groping little kids all over television hundreds of times. Secret Service agents saying that he would grope little kids and was worse than Weinstein. You've got Bill Clinton. You've got just all the Democrat garbage, Kevin Spacey, Hollywood, the rest of it. And they're trying to project their activity onto conservatives, Christians, and libertarians as if we're the ones that have the big giant history of this. When we see there's evidence of Moore doing something, we'll go after him. But more and more the evidence gets undermined. The mall says he was never banned. There was never an issue with him at the mall and teenage girls. It's just made up. And now people want to see the yearbook, not just hold it up. And a bunch of them turned out to be Democrat Party operatives. That's what I'm saying is they take Moore and turn him into the devil incarnate and then change the whole subject off everything they've been doing, and then make normal courtship activities between men and women a dirty, bad thing. Now, that said, according to Democratic standards, and I knew this news 2 days ago. I was dealing with a bunch of family stuff today, so I didn't really come in and do a bunch of preparation. I normally do that, but I walked in here, and they said, "Have you heard Al Franken?" And I said, "Assaulted a woman." They said, "Oh, yeah, you've already seen it? Is it just broke?" And I said, "Yeah, I knew about it 2 days ago, but I was not green-lighted to go anywhere with it. I knew about it from Roger Stone." So we should probably get Roger on to give us the rest of the story today and how he knew about it a couple days ago. And I've got his text messages. Al Franken sex accusation, kissed and groped, not funny. And according to Democratic Party nomenclature, a man and woman who are married having sex is rape. Feminists actually teach any sex between a man and woman is evil. Of course, don't ignore the fact that lesbians have the highest rate of rape, highest rate of beating each other up. And I'm not saying they're all rapists. I'm just saying statistically it's a very abusive group to their own people. So they just demonize heterosexuals all day. But here's photos of Al Franken joking like he's grabbing a woman's breast. And, you know, he's all out of the same Hollywood sewer that thinks destroying the Republic's funny. We don't think it's funny, Mr. Franken. So we're going to be going over all of that today. And I also have a ton of news dealing with what Trump did in Asia. And last night, I did a lot of preparation and did about 3 hours of research after the family went to bed. And I ended up watching all of Trump's speeches in Japan, in South Korea, in Vietnam and other areas. I watched like 9 speeches last night, and I thought, these are so powerful. I really ought to air at least one of these. And the one in Seoul, South Korea, in fact, I forgot to tell the crew that, pull us up the WhiteHouse.gov version, please, was extremely powerful. And if you understand the 15-minute speech, you understand everything. It's one of those Rosetta Stone keys to Trump's thinking, my thinking, historical thinking, common sense, Americana, Renaissance versus globalism versus communism versus socialism versus fascism. So that's coming up as well. Tommy Robinson is going to be breaking down some incredible news. They're now trying to make it illegal to not send your kids to mosque. I'm not joking.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, this land was green and good, but
if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, if you go to drudgereport.com or newswars.com or infowars.com, you can see the photo substantiating what this woman is saying. We're going to play the audio of her testimony coming up in the next segment. Senator Al Franken kissed and groped me without my consent, and there's nothing funny about it. Now, according to leftist ideology, coming up and not announcing that you're going to try to grab somebody and kiss them and grope them is assault and extreme rape. Because according to the left and modern feminism, male and females having sex, even though they're married, is rape. I'm not joking. All sex is rape and is violent if it's heterosexual. Heterosexualism that produces children and population is bad according to the eugenics program, so the general public doesn't procreate. You're saying, well, that doesn't make sense. Statistically, homosexual couples have higher degrees of abuse, family violence, suicide, you name it. I'm not attacking these groups. It's just a fact. Higher levels of depression, higher levels of domestic violence, higher levels of suicide. But it doesn't matter. Heterosexualism is evil. Normal courtship, asking a woman out, is harassment, even if you don't work with her, even if it just doesn't matter, period, it's bad. So by extension, Kevin Spacey grabbing other members of the cast genitals, that's just the same as asking a girl out, according to Hollywood. And so Al Franken now, in new sex accusations, quote, he kissed and groped me, and then there's a photo of the very trip that it's being talked about, of him doing it with a reporter that is asleep on the flight over making his jokes. In December 2006, I embarked on my ninth USO tour to entertain our troops, my eighth in the Middle East since the 9/11 attacks. My father served in Vietnam, and my then boyfriend and now husband, Chris, is a pilot in the Air Force, so bringing a little piece of home to service members stationed far away from their families was both my passion and my privilege. Also on the trip, there were country music artists, and it goes over Daryl Worley, Mark Wills, Kenny Thomas, and some cheerleaders from the Dallas Cowboys. The headliner was comedian and now Senator Al Franken. Franken had written some skits for the show and brought props and costumes to go along with them, like many USO shows before and since. The skits were full of sexual innuendo geared towards young male audience. As a TV host and sports broadcaster, we can go to Infowars.com and punch it up there. There we did. As a TV host and sports broadcaster, as well as a model familiar to the audience from the covers of FHM, Maximum Playboy, I was only expecting to MC and introduce the acts, but Franken said he had a part for me that he thought would be funny, and I agreed to play along. When I saw the script, Franken had written a moment when the character comes at me for a kiss. I suspected what he was after, but I figured I would turn my head and at the last minute put my hand on my mouth to get more laughs from the crowd. On the day of the show, Franken and I were alone backstage going over our lines. One last time he said to me, "We need to rehearse the kiss." I laughed and ignored him. Then he said it again. I said something like, "Relax, Al, this isn't SNL. We don't need to rehearse the kiss." He continued to insist that I was beginning to get uncomfortable. He repeated that actors really need to rehearse everything. This is just like Weinstein, and that we must practice the kiss. I said, "Okay." So he would stop badgering me. We did the line leading up to the kiss, and then he came at me, put his hand down the back of my hand, mashed his lips against mine, and aggressively stuck his tongue in my mouth. Well, at least you didn't bite your lip to keep you from resisting like Bill Clinton would do and then start choking you. But again, he is a Democrat, so I guess it's okay. I immediately pushed him away with both my hands against my chest and told him, "If you ever did that to me again, I wouldn't be so nice the next time." I walked away. All I could think about was getting to a bathroom as fast as possible to rinse the taste of him out of my mouth. I felt disgusted, and I felt violated. Not long after, I performed the skit as written, carefully turning my head so he couldn't kiss me on the lips. No one saw what happened backstage. I didn't tell the Sergeant Major of the Army, who was the sponsor of the tour. I didn't tell the USO rep what happened. At the time, I didn't want to cause trouble. We're in the middle of a war zone. It was the first show of our holiday tour. I was professional, and I could take care of myself. I told a few others on the tour what Franken had done, and they knew how I felt about it. I tried to let it go, but I was angry. Other than our dialogue on stage, I never had a voluntary conversation with Al Franken again. I avoided him as much as possible, and I made sure I never was alone with him again for the rest of the tour. Franken repaid me with petty insults, including drawing devil horns on at least one of the headshots I was autographing for the troops. But he didn't stop there. The tour ended, and on Christmas Eve, we began a 36-hour trip home to L.A. After 2 weeks of grueling traveling and performing, I was exhausted. When our C-17 cargo plane took off from Afghanistan, I immediately fell asleep, even though I was still wearing my flak vest and Kevlar helmet. It wasn't until I was back in the U.S. looking through the CD of photos we were given by the photographer that I saw this one. And it's Al Franken simulating grabbing her breasts. In fact, actually, he is grabbing them. One of the hands isn't touching. The other appears to be. I couldn't believe it. He groped me without my consent while I was asleep. I felt violated all over again, embarrassed, belittled, humiliated. How dare anyone grab my breast like this and think it's funny? And you can see one of the hands is grabbing her breast. It's right there. You can see it. The other one looks like he's touching her. I told my husband everything that happened and showed him the picture. I wanted to shout my story to the world with a megaphone to anyone who would listen. But even as angry as I was worried about the potential backlash and damage going public might have on my career as a broadcaster. But that was then, this is now. I'm no longer afraid. And she goes on, we need to get her on the show. Today, I am the news anchor of McErtle in the morning on KABC. Am I pronouncing her name right? In Los Angeles. My colleagues are some of the most supportive people I've ever worked with in my career. Like everyone in the media, we've been reporting on Harvey Weinstein's sexual misconduct allegations since they broke and the flood of similar stories that have come out. And then she just goes into why she's done it and what a hypocrite Franken is. and how she heard about what Weinstein did and how he basically did the exact same thing to her. But the bigger issue here is this. Al Franken is the one pushing all of the conservatives are evil and heterosexuals are bad and Christians are bad and Judge Roy Moore and all the rest of this stuff and Hollywood needs to police everybody and they're the moral high ground when he's some washed up loser actor comedian. And he came out in the news just this week and called for conservative media to be banned online. On social media, we can put the headline on screen. He came out, Al Franken, and said, we want to censor conservative media on social media. That was on the heels of hearings just previous to that. Last week where they called specifically for M4s to be censored. And Twitter, Facebook, and others, YouTube, admitted they were doing it. I mean, it's incredible. These people are the biggest hypocrites out there, and they're the ones pushing regular courtship being assault, but then covering up for all the real assaults.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge. A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, it was a couple days ago, Roger Stone said, get ready to learn about Senator Al Franken grabbing a woman and forcing his tongue down her throat. But he told me, sit on the story. He's going to be joining us coming up in the next hour to give us more details of it. But here's the bottom line. Leanne Tweeden has a photo of Al Franken while she's asleep, grabbing her breast when she was part of the USO of entertainers and journalists and other people that were flying over there to be entertainment for the troops and for the sailors and the airmen, like her husband that's in the military. And he assaulted her, according to her, behind closed doors. She then stayed away from him for the several weeks they were overseas in the Middle East. And then on the flight back, he did it again and photographed it. And it was part of the official USO photo package they sent around to members of it. Like it was a joke. And who was in charge? Al Franken. He decided to leave that in there and then give her a copy. That's the Harvey Weinstein, the Al Franken arrogance, the Bill Clinton arrogance. And I'm here to tell you, he needs to step down now, according to his yardstick. Because if a woman accuses you, you're guilty, according to the left's yardstick. Well, buddy, we've got a photo of you, and clearly, one of the hands is on her breast. You can see it's touching it. The other hand, it looks like maybe touching, but she says you groped her again. And you're on camera doing it, and everybody's clearly asleep, and you're creeping around in an airplane. Could you imagine if you're walking back to use the bathroom on an airplane, an overseas flight, and there's an attractive woman, and you just pause and take a photo like you're grabbing her breast? That's pervert behavior. That is degrading somebody. That is robbing their personal space, that is sexualizing them. It's like a form of revenge porn, basically. And look, Al Franken was known to be deranged in Hollywood. He was known to be deranged as a comedian. He's a deranged, anti-gun, anti-God, anti-family sack of garbage. And he's been calling for yours truly to be censored, for the Drudge Report to be censored. He said in Senate hearings this week on Monday, anybody that's been implicated in connection to Russia, i.e. DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, needs to be banned from social media. And they've been calling for that by name in the committee hearings. So this guy wants to shut up the First Amendment. He wants to triple Red Scare, call me some type of Russian agent with no evidence, with zero evidence. He's got the chutzpah to do that, the bravado, the arrogance. And then he's been in the news, that Judge Roy Moore should resign. Al Franken was in the news last week. We don't have a photo of Judge Roy Moore grabbing a woman's breast and smiling like a pervert, like a rapist. Now, we're now learning that a bunch of the women are fake. We're now learning that Judge Roy Moore didn't get thrown out of the mall. But I'm sure here to tell you, I don't like it. I think there's something there. I think it's exaggerated. The Democrats jumped on it. It's an old Southern thing. I was just talking to some ladies last night, high-powered lawyers and people. They're like, well, you're not supposed to say it, but in Alabama 35 years ago, families would want their 17, 18-year-old daughter to date the 35-year-old rich guy. That was it wasn't like arranged marriage in the Middle East. That's really bad, but it's like a couple steps above it. And I think it's creepy. I mean, I don't like it. I've got daughters, and if somebody came to the door, a 35-year-old man, when they were 15 years old, said, your daughter sure is a sweet young thing. I'd like to take her out. I'd say, listen, buddy, get off my porch and stay away from my daughter. And if I caught the person again at, say, a hamburger place or something when my teenage daughter was there, I'd say, listen, buddy, stop trying to rob the cradle or you're going to get your ass stomped. That's word for word what I'd say, but here's the difference. The thinking in the old South is, this has been in the news, by the way, is, well, what if your daughter ends up with a thug or a criminal or, you know, some 17-year-old gets her pregnant when she's 17? The idea is, oh, shop your daughters around to the old rich guys. What do you think sororities are, folks? Those girls, most of them aren't going to college in these systems to try to actually get degrees or to actually get jobs in the world. They're looking for rich husbands. And by the way, I've got three daughters. I don't like that model. If my daughters want to be rocket scientists or president of the U.S. Or in the military, more power to them. Absolutely. My family's always had trailblazing women in it. But at the same time, there's an attack on femininity. There's an attack on the power that women have and the gravitas of that goddess energy that God's, you know, given them. And that's under attack, and the globalists want to control it and make women think they're their protectors when the liberal Hollywood globalist system is a pimp that wants to control and enslave women. And then it wants to be the arbiter that's in control of what is good and what's bad for women and families. So, Judge Roy Moore has done 1% compared to what we know about Harvey Weinstein's 10,000%. Rape, assault, cover-ups, intimidation, payoffs, while pushing a liberal anti-family, anti-nuclear family agenda. So he's got the royal flush of corruption. Kevin Spacey, raping young men, raping boys. The evidence is overwhelming. It's all coming out. Totally protected, a demon. His father, the same thing to him and his brother. So the abused becoming the abuser. And then you've got Roy Moore with some really backwards type, super ultra right wing arranged marriage type stuff. And you know what? There might be, when you start getting into that, there might be some other weird stuff going on. I'm not saying Roy Moore's innocent. But I think with him, if you're going to call for him to step down and have Republicans line up like he is the devil, then baby, we got devils far worse, and they better be out of the U.S. Senate. And creepy Joe Biden, I got hours of footage. We posted a bunch of it on Infowars.com yesterday. Creepy Joe Biden, creepy, 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 is just all over people's kids, and fathers have got to push him away, and Senator Sessions' granddaughter's up there, and creepy Biden makes a run for, and Sessions slaps his hand off. And it's, and he'll have these little girls on the shoulder rubbing them and just keeping his hands there and then running his hands through their hair and touching their ears. It is sexual. It is sexual. Anyone could see it. If she was a full-grown woman, you'd say, what in the hell is he doing? Is that his wife on TV running his fingers through that other woman's hair or squeezing their shoulders? And in some shots, he gets behind them. You tell he's rubbing their butt. They start looking around like, what are you doing? What is creepy? We got Harvey Weinstein on C-SPAN, but his name's Joe Biden. But where is it in the news? See, the media wants you to go, oh, look, Christian conservatives, they're all perverts, and forget all the pedophiles in Hollywood, all the massive evidence, all of it, and make it about Judge Roy Moore, and then make a bunch of stuff about him that isn't true. That's what I'm saying. A lot of it isn't true. A lot of it's disproven. We'll be back.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with a Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Transmission. You are the resistance.
you, Al Franken is in a lot of trouble. He's a big, fat hypocrite. He demonizes families. He demonizes conservatives. He's gone after Judge Roy Moore. There's a lot more evidence that he assaulted a woman than there is that Roy Moore assaulted teenage girls. I'm not defending Roy Moore. I think it's a weird practice and archaic to try to date 16, 17-year-old women. I understand the archaic practice is done so that you can control who your daughter ends up being with by the time that they become full-blown women. But nevertheless, it's got a real creep factor for me, especially going on still 35 years ago. That said, a bunch of what they say about Moore has been disproven. That he was kicked out of the mall. Never happened. Made up, the mall manager and owner says. Just not true. A bunch of the stories, it turns out, aren't true. Democratic Party operatives, they're demanding evidence. People aren't presenting it. Women are scrubbing their websites and basically backing down. But some of it could be true because this stuff is so pervasive in the power structure and in people that want to be in power and people that run for office. A large minority of people that run for office are predators. And they're seeking after power. They're not seeking after justice. And so they manifest their lawlessness once they believe they're in the power structure and believe that they are above the law. There's a long 20-minute interview with Leanne Tweeden. And again, it isn't just that he came onto her once and tried to kiss her. He grabbed her and forced it. And then he was mean to her. And then he called her names and harassed her for weeks and weeks on the USO tour for the troops. And then he took a photo of her asleep on the C-130 flying back on the 30-plus hour flight, grabbing her breast. Roper, Al Franken, lecture conservatives on respecting women. Got another male feminist exposed, Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Now, I'm not going to play the whole 22-minute clip. It's up on Infowars.com. It's on DrudgeReport.com. But Fox has a nice boil down plus some video, and I think she comes off very, 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 very credibly. Now, let's be clear. There are villains that are men. There are heroes that are men. There are regular guys. There are bad guys. There are hero women and just regular women and then very predatory women. There are women that throw themselves at you in the workplace. There are women that then use that power. We've seen a bunch of cases of this with the lacrosse team and the black topless dancer that made it all up. And we've seen the other cases of women that were caught telling professors, you better keep having sex with me or I'm going to say you raped me. And even after the cops basically, you know, in a famous case, caught the woman doing that, she said, fine, I'm withdrawing my criminal complaint. She just went out to the university and just made it up because that's what you're supposed to do to be a celebrity now. But I'm not belittling sexual assaults on women because I know it goes on. And it's wrong. And I've had people close to me in my family. One of them when they were in college. And there was one part of the building that was men, the other part was women. All of a sudden the woman wakes up, there's two guys, hold her down, rape her. This stuff goes on, ladies and gentlemen. It's horrible. It's suffocating. It's evil. But again, you never hear about it with men, do you? 80% of it, roughly, is estimated by experts in Hollywood to be men being assaulted. And why? Because men will stay quiet about it because you think it's an embarrassing to be a woman and be raped? How about you're a man and you get raped? It was embarrassing for me to talk about the three times Hollywood producers, the actors are just minions, the producers were like, how you doing? Grab you right by the genitals as an act of power. And you're like, I'll knock you upside the head. You do that again. And then by the end of the meeting, they're like shaking scared of you. And all right, be careful. Are you threatening me? I mean, literally, after one guy grabbed me by the huevos one time, an hour later at the meeting, he was scared. I told him, I'll knock you upside the head, bro. point is that most people, they get dominated by that. The reason I didn't punch the one guy at one time was because it was so shocking the first time it happened. I'm like, it didn't hurt, but it was like firm handshake. Like when Crocodile Dundee, as I've said, is checking to see if a woman's really a woman because he's run into, I guess the word's cross-dressers or drag queens, whatever political correct word I'm supposed to use today. It's just absolutely insane that we've gotten to this point in civilization. But the media and the social engineers are seizing on it to blur the line. To blur the line between normal sexual friction in mammals. I mean, you go to Europe, you go to Italy, and you're with a good-looking woman. I was in Italy a few years ago with my wife, my second wife. We weren't married yet. And, you know, she's a very attractive woman. And, you know, she was with me, and still the guys were whistling and, you know, saying hi to her. And a few times she went to a store without me from the hotel, and she said, man, those guys were all over me, grabbing my butt, you name it. And, you know, she's kind of a, you know, happy-go-lucky, nice person, so she just swat them away and everything. But the point is that that's what mammals do. Male deer are in the rut right now in the United States. White-tailed deer, mule, you name it. And they are chasing females around. And they're fighting in front of females. And the females are watching to see who's the most aggressive and who's the most handsome and, you know, who's pushing the envelope. And that's what goes on. And there's friction. And so guys are going to whistle at you, and guys are going to ask you out, and guys are going to, and they're acting in school now that like a guy asking a girl out or turning red when he sees her or handing her notes is harassment. Or then if she turns him down, he might be a jerk and tell people she's a slut. And sure, it hurts people's feelings, and it shouldn't happen, and somebody's dad ought to kick their butt. But the point is, you turn them into victims when you make a huge deal of it and say, oh, let's put you on Prozac, honey. Somebody was rude to you. So that type of stuff is normal mammalian friction. But now they have all these microaggressions and the so-called feminist groups that just want to control women and get women in the workforce forcibly and control them and run their lives by social engineers hired by the U.S. government and British government 100 years ago. It's all declassified, and they've done it. The state's taking control of the family. That's the goal. And so microaggression, the new workplace bigotry, there's never a way to be fair. There's never a way to get along. There's never a way to actually make people happy. And then the left uses all of these things and says things like, I had a disability. Even though you didn't know about my disability, I think you made fun of my disability, so I'm going to go to the EEOC. They've had cases like that in the news. The New York Times had an article out 2 days ago saying, can my children be friends with white people? And it goes on and says, even if you're interracial and all these other things, you need to grovel and worship black people or you are racist and I can't be associated with you. It's a cult of bullying. It's insane. And all it does is hamstring the people that are trying to deploy the political correctness. They wonder why they end up totally alone, without jobs and alone, is because they've been turned into brainwashed mental patients that go around stirring up trouble and have been desocialized where they can't even operate in society. Meanwhile, all the real pedophilia and stuff goes.
Hey, Jenny Bremen, why New Mana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. New Mana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your New Mana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Question they don't want you to ask. He has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
So, Al Franken is in hot water. He has a very credible woman who's a talk show host, a model, entertainer, great record with the USO. Coming out and saying that he basically sexually assaulted her, grabbed her, forced himself on her, kissed her. She said, get away. He, you know, basically tried it again more on the tour when they had to do skits together. And then she has photos of him once she was asleep on the plane back, grabbing her breast. And he had the photo taken. He was in charge of the tour. He had it put on the memories disc. You know, they gave everybody that participated. Here's your disc. Here's your CD with the photos from the month-long trip from Uncle Al, and it's him grabbing her breast. He's so disconnected from reality. It's like Harvey Weinstein. Oh, you come watch me shower, then you give me oral sex. Don't say no. Everybody does this. I'm used to it. Give me what I want. No, no, please. I don't want to. No, no, please. No, no, no. It's all about the humiliation. It's all about the domination. It's not like a chase or something, or where the woman acts a little bit like, and then she, you know, embraces you or plays hard to get, which is pretty clear when a woman's doing that. These are women pushing themselves away when they've never dated him, never wanted to be with him, and he just backstage in the dark comes over and grabs them. He's in big trouble. Here's a boil down of some of the, I don't want to say allegations. He's the one that had a photo taken of him groping her when she was asleep, creeping up like a vampire. Let's take a look at this guy.
Fox News alert, bombshell new allegations against Democratic Senator Al Franken. That senator now accused of groping and kissing a woman without her consent. She was asleep 11 years ago. Doug McElway is live in Washington with the latest. Doug.
Hi, Harris. The accuser is Leanne Tweeden, a news anchor on KABC Radio's McIntyre in the Morning program. She's a former hostess at Hooters, a winner of the Venus International Model Search, and has done modeling work for Fredericks of Hollywood. She alleges that in December of 2006, during a USO tour, Al Franken, who was not yet then a senator, wrote a comedy skit for her and him that included lots of sexual innuendo. It also included a kiss. He allegedly asked her to rehearse the skit and the kiss. She replied, "This is not Saturday Night Live," and refused to include the kiss in the rehearsals. He allegedly persisted relentlessly, and she ultimately gave in.
He came at me, and before I even knew it, he put his hand on the back of my head.
Hit pause. Back that up 5 seconds. She didn't give in. She said no in the rehearsals. He grabs her behind the stage, that's the full transcript, and shoves his tongue down her throat. So, back it up to what that guy just said, because that's a misrepresentation. But I'm expanding on this right now. This is the pig that wants to ban conservatives' free speech from social media. Let's go back.
Then a senator wrote a comedy skit for her and him that included lots of sexual innuendo. It also included a kiss. He allegedly asked her to rehearse the skit and the kiss. She replied, "This is not Saturday Night Live," and refused to include the kiss in the rehearsals. He allegedly persisted relentlessly, and she ultimately gave in.
She did not.
He came at me, and before I even knew it, he put his hand on the back of my head and came towards me and mashed his face against my mouth and stuck his tongue in my mouth. And, you know, I sort of pushed him back and I said, "Don't ever do that to me again." And I was so angry and I walked out of there.
She says the tour wrapped up on Christmas Eve. Exhausted, they boarded an Air Force C-17 for the trip home from Afghanistan. She says, quote, "I immediately fell asleep even though I was still wearing my flak vest and Kevlar helmet. It wasn't until I was back in the U.S. and looking through the CD of photos that we were given by the photographer that I saw this one." She alleges in this photograph that he groped me without my consent while I was asleep. I felt violated all over again, embarrassed, belittled, humiliated, she says. How dare anyone grab my breast like this and think it's funny? In a statement today, Senator Franken said, "I certainly don't remember the rehearsal for the skit in the same way, but I send my sincerest apologies to Leanne."
Oh, my gosh. Turn it off. I don't know who that reporter is, and I'm not trying to start a fight with that reporter, but she said, I said, "No, no, no." He grabbed me, forced his face on me. I pushed him off. That is not giving in. Who is that guy? I mean, I'm just so sick of the twisting here. She did not indicate in any way she gave in. So what is this half-assed defense of Al Franken? I'm not putting up with this anymore. And one of the crew members made a great point. She said, "Notice that Trump didn't endorse Roy Moore. And notice he must have gotten some intel others didn't. And then notice he's had his great trip in Asia and has stayed out of all this." And by the way, coming up after Roger Stone joins us, he told me about this not 2 days ago. It was a day and a half ago. I guess it'd be like Tuesday night or something. That, oh, wait, Al Franken, it's about to happen. Bunch of accusations, bunch of women. And I said, "Oh, really, what?" He goes, "Well, grabbing a woman, forcing his tongue down their throat, groping her." Boom, walk in today. There it is, drudgereport.com. So we'll be looking at all the angles of that. But he said more accusers. Well, that's now suddenly coming out. It's now being reported more women are set to come out on Al Franken. So will it turn into a Weinstein deal with underage women? Will it just go on and on? And we've got evidence here. We've got evidence that we don't have with Roy Moore. We've got actual photo. But again, I'm not defending Moore. I think you know, slug. I was courting 16-year-old women when I was 35. It ain't illegal, brother, but I think it's creepy, and I don't like it. And I understand this 35 years ago in Alabama. I understand. Most people got married when they were 16 on the wagon trails. I get it. Once little Missy, you know, was a woman, and she took a liking to Bob's son while they got married right there by the river when they were 16. I get that part. The point is that this is the 21st century, and I guess I am a little bit of a conservative when it comes to that. Yeah, but there's a kind of this other end of conservatism that's so conservative, you know, that you marry your daughter off when she's 16 because you know it's a good Christian man. And you know what? If the guy's 20 years old and is a hardworking guy and good, that's great. It just gets weird when they're 35. But I digress, and I'm sorry. I just keep digressing. I want to be able to think Roy Moore is a good guy. If they're not going to get rid of Al Franken, they're not going to get rid of Weinstein, they're not going to get rid of all these other folks, or Bill Clinton, then I think, you know, say, I guess, make Roy Moore president. He's not as bad as Bill Clinton. I don't think he's a bad man politically. I think he's got a good stance as what he did, you know, in government and as a judge. I'm just there. I don't support the Democrats acting like this. I don't support the Republicans acting like this. And it just shows a crazy culture and a crazy society. And maybe I'm just prejudiced because when I was 16, I was looking at 30-year-old women and just drooling. I mean, I just always, you know, when I was 12, I wanted the 16-year-old. When I was 16, I wanted the 25-year-old. And I just, it just, the bigger, better, full-engined, you know, high-horsepower women, you know what I mean? That's what I want is the real McCoy. And so I just don't get men that want a girl that's like a kid. I just don't get it. I just could not imagine being 44 years old and dating an 18-year-old woman or a 17-year-old woman. It sounds like a nightmare, quite frankly. Okay, let's stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. But, like, you know, I'm married very happily with my wife. But like, smart business women and stuff that are super savvy. Like, there's something about the looks and the intellect and the experience. That's sexy, man. Dating some 17-year-old girl, that sounds like a nightmare. A nightmare. But see, I'm mature. I want a challenge. I don't need arrested development where I feel like I'm over somebody. See, that's the difference, ladies and gentlemen. And that's this corruption of the youth. And I'm tired of it, and I'm sick of it. I'm going to stop right there. There's no way for me to plug this new product properly, so I'm not even going to do it this hour. I'm so excited about it. It's going to be a game changer for everybody, but it's also going to help fund the next level of the InfoWar. You think we've devastated the globalists so far. Just wait. Now, we had 10 different things up for sale the last week and free shipping. All of those, Super Male Vitality, you name it, they got down to such low levels that they're essentially sold out, so they're back to regular price. The free shipping will end Sunday because we have to. The free shipping will end Sunday. We ended the 50% off on the apparel because we sold out of almost all the shirts. Thank you for taking action. It was a great deal. Be a lot of InfoWars and Molon Labe shirts out there. We have the limited edition anti-fascist, anti-communist shirt that triggers Antifa. That's only for sale for another 2 weeks. We have this new shirt of the month. That's available at InfoWarsStore.com. But we now have two new probiotics that are super ultra high quality and totally healthily produced, but are lower cost. We did a lot of work to lower the cost, and we have a new digestive enzyme that helps you to digest all your food better, for better digestion, better health, and better, you name it, better macro and micro nutrition absorption. The new product is Carnivore. Massive, massive research. Free shipping is extended till Sunday, and it's 33% off out of the gates. The two new probiotics at InfoWars Store, Floralife, Carnivore, and Floralife Everyday Maintenance, InfoWars Store.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As most of you are.